You're listening to Dr. Groove on the wireless. Groove on the wireless.
You're listening to Groove on the Wireless on Radioactive International.
I like the music. I'm a music freak.
Doctor, come on,
what?
Always do the right thing.
That's it?
That's it.
I got it. I'm gone.
I like the music. I'm a music freak.
Dr. Groove on Radioactive International.
You're listening to Groove on the Wireless on Radioactive International.
Welcome to Groove on the Wireless 276. And I was just thinking that little bit that comes from Lancome sounds a little bit like a pirate shanty, doesn't it? You can just imagine some pirates hanging around on a deck playing that and having a bit of dancing and singing and rum. Anyway, this is Dr. Groove. This is Groove on the Wireless, 1 hour of good music, show 276. And actually, it's relevant. Piracy is relevant because Radioactive International is the phoenix that came from an old pirate station. Anyway, that's the plan, is to have good music for the next hour. And the first set is sort of jazzy. I was surprised recently to find out a friend of mine didn't really get jazz or understand jazz. I think it's an amazing art form and music, and really important and relevant. And it will always be there as a part of music. So I thought recently I haven't really played much of it. So I went back and dug up some tracks that I want you to hear. So that's kind of part of the first bit, and I'll explain the tracks after you hear them. All right, enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, that was Let's Go Backwards and Explain It From That Perspective. That was John Mouse with Do Your Best, and I heard that at the end of one of the High Maintenance, which is a mini series. It's like a little love story to New York, I think. And it's based on a guy who goes around and sells weed to people on his bike. So I'm really enjoying it anyway. And that's where I heard that track. And I know that I started off by saying this is going to be jazz, and it wasn't jazz. But before that, we heard Headhunters, which was Herbie Hancock's band. And that album was really a big seller. I think it's the first album, and the track is called Watermelon Man. And there's something about that flute sound and then the bass line that's really interesting and has always stuck with me. And I heard it recently again on some kind of film, and I was going, I have that track somewhere. So that's where I went back and rediscovered it. And thankfully I have it on vinyl, so maybe I'll get to play it out sometime. And before that we had John McLaughlin and his Mahavishnu Orchestra, I think is the correct way to say it. Well, it probably isn't the correct way to say it, but anyway, that was You Know, which I really like. And we started off with Turns and Forevermore Part 3. So those first three were definitely jazz, and then we went into John Mouse, which was much more about, oh, I don't know what it's about really. It's kind of like it has that, I would say, Joy Division sound, and that's been around for, well, obviously quite some time. Okay, next up we have a set which is more concentrating on electronic sounds, and it features, we're going to start off with a guy called Wakla Zimple, who's working with James Holden, and I think you would have heard me play that guy before. And I'm going to play that for you now, and then I'll tell you what's going on later on. You're listening to Groove on the Wireless, show 276 on Radioactive International. Thank you.
Sunshine, sunshine, put the sunshine in the sun, the sunshine.
Yep. That was Blank Mass, which is one half of Fuck Buttons. And there's a theory, actually, I think it's one of my own theories, that the reason why I like playing those guys is because I just keep saying Fuck Buttons on the radio. But I think it's a bit more than that. I know it's pretty immature, but I actually like the music as well, and I'm really excited to know that that guy is playing in somewhere, the Workman's, on the 14th of March, and I'm going to go to the gig. So that's something to look out for. If you liked that sound, that was from the album Dumb Flesh, and that was called No Lights. And before that, as he looks at his notes, No Lights, L-I-T-E-S, we had Owinye Senyoma Band with All Together, Stuck in the Middle. And we started off with the Polish lad Wacław Zippel, and they were sign tapes from his latest EP, which was produced by James Holden. You're getting a lot of information there. The other thing, well, it's 2020. I kind of like to tell you a little bit more about what's going on. And one of the things that I think is an elixir for the soul and helps us get through these crazy times, and are about to get a lot crazier, I think, is live music. So I'm delighted to know that my mates, Barry, is in a band, and I'm going to see them tomorrow, and they're called the Deadlians, and I'm going to try and play a track by them, actually not tomorrow, today, tonight, backing up Jinx Lennon. So that's going to come up later on. We're close enough to the end of the show, so I'm going to bow out and say goodbye, and I hope you enjoyed 276, and you know, I'm full of good intentions these days, so I'm hoping we're going to do it again next week. In the meantime, if you want to get in contact with me, use the longest email known to man, dr.dr.groove@radioactiveinternational.org, and maybe it'll get to me. Bye.
Just wanna enjoy your life, and no one else can stop you. Have a ball, honey.